Let's look at 14275. There's a very poor operator in Canada. I'm convinced that some people get up in the morning every day determined to resent something or someone. There are plenty of ugly situations in the world, and you don't have to add to them. You'd be amazed at the number of complaints I get. It's a bad neighborhood. There is no problem with RF radiation brain damage at all, except Canada, on 14275. It's not our jurisdiction. Canada considers him a fruitcake, apparently, and they're not taking him seriously, and their rules are pretty lax, and they are in amateur enforcement about where we were about 10 years ago. It's an international problem, and I want to tell you some of these explanations we considered sending to the Comedy Channel. So I get complaints every day from operators who go to 14275. Now, they didn't make any references to his heritage, no references to his mom, or his puny signal, or his radio abilities. Canada didn't respond to the commission or to customer complaints. They gave him the benefit of the doubt, and it was an honest mistake. Now, to enforcement generally, sent by the Hot Lead Company, just a little enforcement enhancer. I don't know if I mentioned this to you before, but for some reason they sent their response to a television station. And it just got out of hand from there, and so that was worth many hundreds of hours of enforcement. That took up an incredible amount of time. But you know, when it comes to the amateur radio service, there's one enforcement tool we need very badly, and we just don't have it, and that's straitjackets. It seems to me that interest is peaked. I think the interest in it has really peaked. I noticed no difference whatsoever in the enforcement problems. But we do need more courtesy on the bands. This fighting is the worst thing that you can do. You need to stick together. You have some poor operators and rude operators and operators who don't care and who are hateful and bitter about life in general, but every group has that. Report to us if you can't resolve a problem after you've given it a chance to go away. Your group is not immune generally. We, of course, want amateur radio to be a cross-section of society. The overall compliance is outstanding in the amateur radio service. You have to stay vigilant. Even though the bands may sound better to you, you have to stay vigilant to protect your service and be part of the solution, not the problem, and operate as if the whole world is listening, because generally it is. Now, there are a few idiots in your service who know all the answers only because they haven't thought of all the questions. So all I can say about them, again, all groups have those people. They just want recognition and reaction. Don't give it to them. Don't be baited. Don't feel insulted. They are their own worst punishment. And don't dignify them with a response to what they're trying to do. You have a great service overall, and it's a major underpinning of the communication system in this country, and you demonstrate that on a daily basis. And we thank you all for the way you help us with enforcement in your radio service, and every thank you that you give us, believe me, is deeply appreciated.